Yesterday's primary election in Idaho saw seven incumbent lawmakers lose their positions in the legislature. It also whittled down the candidates vying for a seat on Idaho's Supreme Court. Many matchups featured moderate Republicans against candidates from the far-right wing of the party. Reporter Betsy Russell of the Spokane Spokesman Review was among those watching the election closely.
I think leading into this primary election, we saw, particularly within the Republican Party, which dominates Idaho politics, a lot of push and pull between the different factions, and particularly a strong push by kind of the right end of the political spectrum to try to gain more ground in the legislature. And I think it pretty much failed. We did see seven incumbents lose, but three of those, Representative Kathy Sims from Coeur d'Alene, Senator Cheryl Nuxall from Cottonwood, and Representative Shannon McMillan from Silverton, were among the top 10 rated on the Idaho Freedom Index, which is the measurement of one of the main groups that was kind of pushing this campaign, and they all lost. The other losses were Representative Pete Nielsen, who, boy, did he lose. It was something like 70-20 with his challenger. And then there were Representatives Merrill Beeler, Rich Wills, and Paul Romrell, all of whom were kind of targeted by the Freedom Foundation, and they did lose to their challengers. So it was kind of, I guess you'd say, maybe four losses, three wins for a net loss of one.
How are those changes that you're seeing with the seven changes, how's that going to shake out into the legislature? Are we going to see something more moderate next year or more conservative next year?
I think certainly some very, very loud, very, very conservative voices have been removed from both the House and the Senate. In particular, Senator Nuxall, she was the sponsor of the Bible in Schools bill this year that was vetoed. She has been a frequent proponent and very vehement proponent of measures having to do with public land management and anti-abortion measures, and she's gone. Representative Kathy Sims was very strong in her opposition to urban renewal and some other issues along those lines. Representative Pete Nielsen was outspoken on just about everything. He would even break into song on the floor of the House. And he was fond of saying during debate in the House that we were marching down the road to socialism. But he is now marching off into the sunset.
What about the race for the Supreme Court? We didn't have a clear 50% or above winner, and we needed one of those in order to avoid a runoff. What's next?
I think probably most people expected we would go to a runoff. It was so up in the air going into this with four candidates as to what would happen in this primary. And the result that we saw was that Robin Brody, an attorney from Rupert, and Kurt McKenzie, a seven-term state senator, came out as number one and two. And so they are the ones who will move on to the runoff. The other two candidates, Deputy Attorney General Clive Strong and Idaho Court of Appeals Judge Sergio Gutierrez, also did well, but didn't make it to second place. At some points during the evening, as the returns were coming in, Robin Brody was out front the whole time. But the other three were neck and neck. And one would surge forward, another one would surge forward. It was really interesting to watch that shake out. Senator McKenzie campaigned for this position differently than the other candidates did. He really heavily targeted partisan Republican groups. When they had their statewide debate, I asked him why he had done that, and he said, well, I'll have to ask the Bonneville County Democrats when I meet with them tomorrow night. So later I asked him, was that the first Democratic partisan group you'd met with? Answer was yes. His strategy clearly paid off. Because this is Idaho's primary election. That is where we elect this nonpartisan position of Idaho Supreme Court Justice. But it's also the primary election, and the vast majority of those who go to the polls in an Idaho primary election are registered Republicans. And so an appeal to partisan Republicans would be expected to pay off, and it did. Now, Robin Brody, it almost seems like she came out of nowhere, but she raised $177,000 for this campaign. She had a network of support from attorneys all over the state, even though she's not someone who was particularly well-known outside of legal circles before this. She's a former president of the Idaho Trial Lawyers Association. She campaigned hard for 2 months. She had amazing support and energy behind her campaign. She also would be, if she were elected, the only woman on the Idaho Supreme Court, which currently has no woman and hasn't had one for almost a decade. So it was very interesting watching her surge out in front in that race, and it'll be a very interesting matchup in the fall between Robin Brody and Kurt McKenzie.
Spokesman Review reporter Betsy Russell writes the Eye on Boise blog. She joined us in our studios this afternoon.